McDermott and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
McDermott and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
So Ask Me Anything is where we put somebody with an interesting job in the hot seat and we ask them your questions. We've got somebody who's a medical tourism expert now. Hello and introduce yourself.
Hi, good morning. This is Nihal Terzi from the Health Store Turkey. We are the medical tourism experts based in Turkey in Izmir.
Right.
Nihal, it's Dermot and Dave here. Lovely to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you too.
Now, a lot of people very interested in travelling abroad to places like Turkey. John in Donegal asks, firstly, what is a medical tourism expert?
Medical tourism experts are the people that who organises a trip across anywhere around the world. We specialise in Turkey. Book your treatments, book your hotels, book your travel, your transport, and make sure we get the right doctor with the right patient.
Okay, because I mean, people do have all of those questions, and it's great that there's one place they can go to have them all answered. Maria in Port Leash wants to know, is it safe? I've always wanted to get my teeth done for so long now, but I'm nervous.
I understand why people can be nervous traveling abroad for dental treatments or surgeries. For dental treatments, please do your research and go with the accredited and qualified dentist clinics and make sure they have a health tourism license to operate.
All right, because I think that's
otherwise,
one of the things.
You know, come out.
Yeah, I think one of the things people are afraid of maybe is, you know, why is it so cheap? Like, you know, they fear that they might go over and just be brought in the back of a butcher's and have their teeth done.
Yeah,
you know?
Or else it looks fine when you're getting on the plane to come home and 2 weeks later something goes wrong and you're thinking, ah, here, my teeth are on the floor.
So you recommend doing the research and finding an accredited surgeon for whatever procedure it is?
It is, and also, if it is too cheap, if it's like anything else in the world, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
So you need to find the places that you go into is using the internationally recognized brands and materials.
Mm.
So if you do, let's say the average Hollywood smile is going to cost you $4,000, and 10 companies giving you 4,000 and one is giving you 2,000, you know there is going to be a shortcut.
Yeah.
Right.
And can a medical tourism expert like yourself, can you point people in the direction of, oh, these guys are reputable, we've used them before, I'd recommend these?
Absolutely, that's what we do. So
yeah.
In Turkey, we travel from different cities to different towns where people want to head for treatments and have their holidays at the same time. So we do the research on their behalf and we'll find a place suitable for the budget without cutting corners. Again, being a fully licensed health tourism agency is important because they are governed by the government. So they're being checked and checked and checked every month.
Mm. Weight loss surgery is a big one for people. People traveling abroad, mostly because the waiting list here to get anything like that done are monstrous. Who is best suited for weight loss surgery? And when should it actually be considered as a viable option, do you think, Nihal?
Health Store Turkey, we had, within the last year, we had over 450 Irish people with their weight loss journeys. We call them a journeys. And this is basically people who are suffering with type 2 diabetes, have high blood pressure, and their BMI is over 30, and they tried everything. They tried diet, they tried exercising, they lost weight, they gained weight, they lost weight, they gained weight, and finally they come to a point, a serious step needs to be taken to actually better their health. Then those are the people are being assessed and qualified for surgery.
And what are the dangers? You know, it's easy to kind of talk casually about, yeah, I should just hop in a plane and go over to Turkey and get it sorted. You know, what are the things, the risks, complications, those things that people need to bear in mind?
I'm not a medical person myself, but we've been doing this now for 2 years, and we have seen over 2,000 people who had the surgery. So the dangers are that the person who's not ready to have the surgery. So we have to do that work beforehand. So we do video consultations with the surgeon themselves, we do a psychiatrist, we have a dietitian. So we have to prep them for after surgery. So doing the surgery itself is one part. And then you have to do, you have to look after yourself. So we need to teach people how to look after themselves after surgery so they're not damaging their stomachs. Again.
Right, okay, and post-surgery. But in the pre-surgery scenario where you're talking with the surgeon or with the psychiatrist or whoever, you know, are those people prepared to say no to the potential patient? In other words, if the psychiatrist says, look, this person isn't ready for this drastic surgery, you know, do that organization then turn around and say to that patient, I'm sorry, we're not going to perform this surgery anymore, or does money just talk?
No, money doesn't talk. Basically, when you travel here with us, you know, let's say you pass the pre-test and you traveled all the way to Turkey, you basically see 5 specialists. You see a cardiologist, you see a chest, you know, specialist, you have an internal diseases doctor, you see an anesthetist, and you obviously see your general surgeon. You have your blood test, your x-rays, and your ultrasound done. And then the surgeon sits there and assesses you. And let's say in last week, we said no to 2 people. You have to say no, because what's more important than a person's life? At the end of the day, it's an elective surgery. You choose to have the surgery. It shouldn't cost your life.
Tara and Navin, Nihal, wants to know, are people saving that much really when they're travelling abroad for either weight loss, teeth, hair, any of these procedures? Are they saving, you know, a lot of money?
Absolutely. Let's give gastric sleeve as an example. On the HSC, or going private, HSC, you have a 3-year waiting list if you qualify. But if you go private in Ireland, it's €18,000. And with us, at the moment, all-inclusive, but when I say all-inclusive, we don't charge people. We don't talk money when you're in the hospital. Once you paid, and that's it, all your treatments included. And at the moment, it's €4,000.
And what procedure did you say that was? A gastric what?
Gastric sleeve.
Gastric sleeve. So is that the equivalent of what people might be familiar with, gastric band? Is that similar kind of thing?
No. Gastric band is heavily used in Ireland, whereas our associate professor doctor does not recommend gastric bands, because we do revision surgeries all the time, and basically after the gastric band, stomach gets damaged and people keep it longer than they should. They don't look after it, they can cheat it, the weight loss happens and they regain weight. We don't do gastric bands at all. This gastric sleeve is where they remove they remove generally 80% of your stomach. So what you can eat after surgery is restricted.
It's a very serious surgery, and definitely not something to be trifled with.
Why are the prices so much cheaper in other countries? Is a text that's come in from Gavin and Claire. So why would it be, you know, the difference between Ireland or Turkey or Poland or Budapest or wherever? Why are the prices so different?
Because of labour costs. I mean, the doctors, and Turkey's population is near enough to 80 million, and we have very highly qualified doctors, nurses, hospitals.
Right.
And the average wage is in Turkey at the moment is like €350 a month. Compared to what you have. I mean, let's talk hair transplants, right? Hair transplants, a normal hair transplant, 3,500 grafts, takes about 7 hours. And if you try to get somebody to do a shift for 7 hours in Ireland, you're paying good money. Whereas here, they're just getting €350 a month.
Okay, so labor costs are the main costs, yeah. Well, look, it's a very serious decision to make to get any procedure done, and you should always do your research, as you said, Nihal. Make sure that you are very comfortable with what you're doing before you go off and make decisions that could have serious consequences for your health. Thanks very much for joining us today, Nihal Tursey, medical tourism expert. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much for having me.
See you later. It's Today FM.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.